It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's up, memesters?
What's happening
with meme Gene Odermatt?
It's like a SNL skit or something. I don't know. That sounded that's a really weird. Like my first podcast ever. I am joined today by Mean Gene the Memer.
They call him the Queen of Memes. Yeah. What's up, dude? Long time no see.
Yeah. I wanted, before we get into talking about memes, I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I don't know if you've seen the Andrew Tate stuff, that he was arrested in Romania.
Yeah, I did see that. I mean, that escalated quickly. You know, it's funny. It was one of those things where, like, it went from Greta Thunberg owns some dickhead with cars. And I'm like, it was like at the top of my Google or whatever or something. I was like, who fucking cares? Who cares? And then he responds to her, and it's like, and then gets arrested for human trafficking, right?
It's whole thing is, I don't know what the heck's going on. I mean, I'm not a big Andrew Tate fan, like just his style, his delivery.
I've never heard of him before. I had no idea who he was.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising that you haven't heard of him, because he's been pretty much, like, at least, well, he was banned from Twitter for a while, and then when Musk let Trump back, I think the same day Trump came back on, or, you know, Trump hasn't tweeted, but his account was activated, I think he let Andrew Tate back on. And essentially he's, I don't know how to wrap him up in a few sentences. He is, you know, very much good things about him. He's for, you know, masculinity, you know, for men standing up for themselves and that stuff. Bad things about him. He is, you know, sort of, he does have a history of abuse towards women. Allegedly, there's been some videos out there of him slapping women around. Not good, but he claims it's consensual. So who really knows what the backstory is?
They wanted to be slapped. They love a good slapping.
Who knows? Who knows? But the other thing is, so he has this like membership site, which Remzo's a member, at least he was. I've seen him post it before, a link to it. Really, like, people can learn how, you know, about starting businesses and crypto trading and all this different stuff. Massive membership site. I've heard he makes up to $7 million a month on it.
Jeez.
What doesn't make any sense to me, excuse me, is a guy who's making that much money and he's other business ventures. He was a kickboxing fighter in the past. All of a sudden, he's going to start like a cam girl site and detain like three or four women. Doesn't make any sense at all. So no. This looks like a WikiLeaks. What's his face? Julian Assange type setup.
Yeah. Well, they definitely could be, because that is really odd. Then again, I don't know. I don't put things past, like, when people get very rich and think that they're untouchable, they can do very stupid things sometimes. So there's always that aspect too. But yeah, I don't know. It's very odd. I'm surprised I haven't heard of him. I would say, like, I tweeted out, if it is true that he was human trafficking, then this is the first tangible improvement to the world that Greta Thunberg has ever been involved with.
That's true.
That's getting him,
that's
arrested.
A good take. Yeah. You otherwise, should actually make that title maybe of this podcast, or I was going to say for your next Mean Age Daydream. That'd be a good title.
Yeah. Well, we could do it for this one. Why not? I'll make it the title. So you got some good memes today?
I got at least two. I can't find my third. I'll show you my first one here.
My third one isn't even a meme. It's just an insane video.
Why is it showing show my full screen?
Get it on.
Is it that's weird.
It's only coming through as a white block, like a blank white box is all I'm seeing. There you go. Now it's coming up.
Can you see it now? I can see it on the screen now.
Yeah, you'll have to read it to me. It's too small to read, but I can see it on the.
Okay. Well, it says.
Oh, here we go. Oh, now I can see it. Now I got it.
It's a a sectional mean. You got three sections. At the top, you got like an ANCAP blob talking to an ANCAP like circle face with the eyes with the yellow and the half yellow, half black, and then all black. Face with a communist hammer and sickle there. And the ANCAP says, "What you got going on here?" And the communist says, "Just put in some new gender transmission fluid." And he's got looks like a Toyota Camry, red Toyota Camry there. ANCAP guy looks at it real confused. Communist guy goes, "Booms, now I drive a Ferrari." And the label changes to a Ferrari on the front of the car. The ANCAP says, "You do realize that's still a Toyota Camry engine under the hood, right?" Communist says, "Shut up. It's a trans ma'am sports car."
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's all right. I've seen better. And in fact, I'll share better. Since I have brought the thunder. All mine are from Instagram. This week.
You got the same one as me. I had this one too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is it the Waffle House chair?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so crazy. Let me play the video. This one doesn't have the sound on it. It's fucking... Oh, here we go. This dude whips a chair at this Waffle House employee, like a white chick, who actually looks like she might be kind of cute, and she catches the chair one fucking hand and whips it to the ground. Insane! I mean, this chick is like... She's a goddamn magic man. I don't even know how. Does she practice sleight of hand? Do people throw daggers at her? It's like, it reminds me of the scene in Big Trouble in Little China. You ever seen that amazing film with Kurt Russell?
Oh, of course.
Ah, so good. Where he catches the knife and then he flings it back at the guy. And he's like, "It's all in the reflexes." This chick is Jack Burton. She is the Waffle House Jack Burton. She's amazing.
So the meme part of it that I think you pulled up before... Or maybe was I sharing my... No, I was... Okay, I must have been changed my sharing when you were still showing that. So I'll show the meme associated with that.
Did you just boomer it up and not realize that you were sharing your own meme?
Apparently I did. I'm still sharing. I guess the screen share continues now. Do they change that? So I just add it. It's actually kind of convenient.
That is.
So this is a shot of the same chick before the chair is thrown. And you can see the guy in the foreground about to throw the chair and the chick in the back. And she has her hands up basically saying, "Come on, bring it on. And this is from our friend Dan Smuts of the System is Down podcast. And he says, "This was the moment they both realized that Waffle House employees have nothing left to lose."
So funny. I want to see classic. What led to this. I haven't seen the full video. Like what led to this point?
Waffle House fight? I mean, that's... No. That'd be a good coffee table
drunken
book,
race tension.
Yeah.
So funny. All right, let me see. I got another one here. I'll share my next meme, which is this one. Punk rock libertarians, one of many that shared this, but I just think it was so funny. I see this meme a lot. Grandpa Simpson sitting on a stump. And all the kids, Bart and Milhouse and Martin, are all sitting around him. And he says, "Back in my day, people died non-suddenly."
People died slowly, like you're supposed to die.
It's so funny. Good stuff.
What's your take on this whole died suddenly thing? I mean... It's kind of like,
agree with it. It's fucking.
Not only that. Like, I mean, yes, I do think the vaccines are causing some of this stuff. But the thing that I don't like the aspect of it, like every single time, like anybody, has a heart attack or dies.
Right.
Like Franco Harris, for example, 72 years old. Everyone's like, "Oh, how many vacations did he have?"
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he did have all his vacations. Maybe he got his booster vacations too. But I mean, people, I remember when I was a little kid, like there was like one of my friend's dad had a heart attack at like 42. Like people, like this isn't something that's new. I mean, it's happened for a long time.
Our buddy Gavin, remember Gavin? He died just in his sleep he was like not even 40, just died suddenly. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely still happens. But there are, I mean, without a doubt, it's way more than there should be and way more young people. That's really the thing, the thing that stands out to me is it's way more young people. And once you get that going, like, you know, we were talking about John Ziegler! And he was talking
about
that.
We love you, John. Like, honestly, I do at least. Brian might hate you.
I love John. No, I love John. It's just so funny. The way he talks is like, it just cracks me up when he gets all amped up and his voice just hits this pitch that can shatter glass. So, but no, he was talking about it too. You know, like how there's these, you know, blood clotting and like, it's just, it's one of those things where when kids are dying at this rate that are young and it hasn't happened before, you go, can somebody look into it? Can we talk about this a little bit more without it being censored out the wazoo? And yeah, it's just crazy, man. So I think it's definitely
In his recent podcast, he was talking about a real rich lady who like 61-year-old, you know, really rich connected lady, I think from like Connecticut or something, who was connected to some politician, I forget who, and she died like hours after getting you know, her booster vacation.
Oh yeah,
and so they this family has a bunch of money, so they did the autopsy, everything, and they got it on her death certificate that it was caused by the vaccine. So
yeah, there you go, good, good on them. Well, I think I told you back in the day when the vaccines were first, or the vacations are first rolling out. my cousin had to go to the hospital because she got the shot, and it made her. I'm trying to think exactly what it did to her. It wasn't like a palsy thing, like some people were getting. But it was, or a Barr disease thing, but it was something like she had such a horrible reaction to it. She had to go to the hospital like immediately for a few days. So yeah, scary stuff.
Yeah. I don't have another meme, but I will share this, which I just saw, which I think is hilarious. No, probably
better
warranted.
Not be the meme that I have.
No, it's just saying that apparently the Liver King, you know who the Liver King is?
Yeah, he's that jerk off that pretended he was all natural and was actually all roided out of his gourd.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knew he was roided out of his mind.
It's very clear by looking at him.
But he's being sued, I assume, by a bunch of people who have bought his supplements, being sued for $25 million, which honestly, I think there's probably a lawsuit there. I mean, that's it's definitely committing fraud. Of course, though, I mean, a lot of times when you're selling these things, I mean, you're saying in the small print, like, you know, use or whatever, do not expect the same results that I get or whatever. So he probably has those clauses in everything he does. So maybe there is nothing there. But I don't know. It was one of those things, like, was the most amazing part was that the guy could just lie when it was so obvious he was taking steroids. And
totally.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's, you know, it's funny, you know, you talk about like, okay, you can't expect the same results. And I was saying, I was like, yeah, of course. Because also, you know, like you see those commercials with Frank Thomas walking around and former baseball player for, it's like Nugenics or something like that. And he's like, hey, and your wife will like it too. I'm like, I don't think Frank knows if my wife's really going to get good dicking after I take these pills. So I think Liver King probably will not have to pay out.
I don't
think
the eugenics is going to turn everyone into a large 6'7" black man. But, you know.
Yeah. All right, here's my last one. Greatly enjoyed this meme. This was, again, I'll give props to LP of Palm Beach. Again, dropping the good meme. Second time I've used one of theirs. Santa Claus. And it is Klaus Schwab in a Santa hat, and it's his dour face, and it says, "You'll get no present, and you'll be happy."
That's pretty good. That's really made into an ornament.
Yeah, and I guess this was originally from El Grande Perotris. It would be a great ornament.
Next year, we're either going to sell like a seasonal mug or an ornament. We're going to start selling it in like October to get it out.
For sure, dude. I've been all about the ornament forever. Yeah. And I will blame Mark explicitly for not doing it. He was always anti-ornament, but he's not here anymore. Say no. All the ornaments are happening. Yeah, good memeing, John.
Good memeing, good show.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, as I said, we're gonna double it up. So for those of you that heard Degenerate Gamblers as well, you can join our Patreon and you can get Degenerate Gamblers. You can get Secrets, Lies, and Cover-Ups. You can get early access to Do Nothing Man, our live interviews, our live streams. Like this one's going out live stream to our Pride group. And so much more, discounts on our merchandise, etc. So join at patreon.com/Lions of Liberty. And you can get right now, through the first week of January, then it's gone, twice the annual discount. So instead of 7.5% discount on an annual year-long subscription, you can get 15% off. Hot damn! 15%? Have we lost our minds?
If you sign up, so if you have at the $10 a month level, and you sign up for a year at that, you save like $20. That's pretty amazing. Yeah. $20. $20 in this economy.
God. You could buy so many things with it. You could buy, that's like 150,000 golf tees. Think about that.
It's a lot of golf tees. I don't know why you'll need that many. I buy golf tees like once every 10 years. But
yeah. Well, I use it for all sorts of stuff. You know, stick them up my pee hole. Make a puppet show out of it.
You got to keep that thing opened up. You know, it's,
No, I'm trying to plug it. I'm trying to stop the drips. All right. Enjoy your week. And goodbye.
The only monster here is the gambling monster that has enslaved your mother. I call him Gamblor, and it's time to snatch your mother from his neon claws.
My father was a gambler down in Georgia, and he wound up on the wrong end of the
line. Hi.
Hello.
Rico, you look like you had a lot to say coming into the show
you're
today.
You're a dick. I mean, you're why just a, I dick a dick all the time. Because I told you what was going on, and the link wasn't opening on my phone because it doesn't work on Brave browser. And then I tried to Google Chrome, and it doesn't work on that. So I had to download Safari because I deleted it. I don't use it anymore. That's the only browser it works on my phone.
It should work on Chrome. I don't know why it didn't.
Yeah, it should work on Chrome.
Chrome told me you need to download Safari. I'm like, well, that's weird. Oh, what weird. Do you need for then?
That's weird. Well, what's funny is that, so what Rico was complaining about is that he texted us that he's trying to get on the show and he can open it. And I told him to restart. I said, restart your phone or unretard your brain.
That's a dick. 100% of the time.
That's a lot to ask.
Always.
Yeah. That's not true. I sent you a Halloween card.
Right in the trash that thing went.
I sent your child Christmas presents. Not this year.
Yeah, that was.
But
that,
in years past.
That was nice at the time.
Yeah. But in years past, I sent him gifts. Not Odie's kid.
Well, I don't send you gifts either. So that's
good.
Fair.
Nor should you. Yeah, I want to share something with you guys that is entertaining. As you know, my birthday was last week, and Rico, you know, we did the Boring podcast, and Rico was on it, and I was drinking pretty heavy and getting, you know, pretty fucked up, and drank a lot of whiskey on that show. And then I went out to the bar to do Christmas karaoke. Now, Christmas karaoke, fantastic, one of my favorite things in the entire world, and was there for quite some time, had many, many drinks bought for me, which led to a video. Ah, what the fuck problem playing this video? Hold on. I got to get this playing. Ah, come on. I might have to convert this file. I'm trying to play a video file somebody sent me on my phone. And it's a movie file, so I can't upload it to StreamYard. I'm trying to see if I can just open it on the fucking... There we go. Video file. Let me try this. It's a video of me singing karaoke. And I will tell you, I didn't remember it quite this way. To my recollection, crushing it. absolutely crushing this song. I asked my buddy, I was like, I guess the backstory is, and this is everybody's gone. You can tell the bar's empty at this point. It's like 2 a.m. I asked my buddy, I'm like, I'm going to sing one more song. What song do you want to hear? And he goes, Run, Run, Rudolph. I said, you got it. So this is the performance that he was
treated
to.
It's a tough karaoke song.
Yeah. I'm just swaying.
Are you even saying words?
No, I don't think I am.
I want to see if the karaoke where it shows you the words that you're supposed to sing. I want to see the karaoke of the words you sang.
It's like Santa has a radio master plan. do you want to hear the rest? There's 2 more minutes.
That's okay. I think we get the idea. Do you just fall over at the end?
I don't know. Let's see where it gets to. Do I just give up? Let me fast forward to the end of the song. I don't think
they're talking. Not even paying attention to you.
Am I even talking? I'm trying to give him the mic back. I'm like, here you go. You're welcome. You're welcome for that masterpiece. So there you go.
Kudos to you. You didn't get a record deal?
No, I think I got a record. I think I got a record DUI on the way home. No, I walked. Thank God. That's the good news. That's the problem with this bar is there's no limitations. You know, like I don't even have to stay drunk enough or sober enough to make it home in an Uber without throwing up. It's just straight walking. Although, and then a topper got home and texted my wife from the couch. So I was sleeping on the couch, so fucked up. I was like, pretty sure I got roofied. Because because you know. And I believed it at the time. I was like, there's no way I could be this drunk. This is too drunk.
Well, what have you had to drink today, Brian?
Brian tells entire me bottle like 3 times a week. Like, it's happened again. I have some evil spirit chasing me around dropping roofies in my drinks.
Well, that was like crazy. that chick that we I think even Odie knows her from back in the day. That chick Roz, who was like, I got roofied and caused this major thing. You know, she's like,
Mark's ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, she insisted she got roofied at the old Sports Harbor, which did not happen, by the way, but created this whole ordeal where he was like, they're just not going to do anything about it. I'm like, she didn't get fucking roofied, man. She just was drunk off her goddamn ass and everybody saw it. She didn't get fucking roofied. Ridiculous.
What would they do, theoretically?
I don't know.
Launch a full-scale Sports Harbor investigation, Detective George.
We'll review
question
the case.
Question everyone who was there.
Hey, when were you? This is my impression of our big buddy George. Hey, what were you on the night of December 6th? I wasn't me. I wasn't here either. I was at the Puzzle Zoo.
He's Yogi Bear.
That's what he sounds like. He now is a bouncer at a really fancy place. He's like a bouncer at like one of the fancier restaurants in Hollywood, which is hilarious.
Good for him. Up in the world.
Welcome back again, Mr. DiCaprio.
I guess restaurants need bouncers in LA. Things you got a hand at a restaurant. You don't think of that typically with a restaurant.
Dude, it's more to keep the insane homeless people, the diarrhea and knife wielding homeless people out of the restaurant. You don't want Tom Hanks being served a bowl of homeless diarrhea stew in the middle of his meal. Though I would enjoy it. Frankly, I think Tom Hanks is a dick now. Used to love him. Now I think he's an ass.
Like, everybody's an ass now. I serve Tom Hanks' bowl of soup? 1 minute.
do you remember when Tom Hanks, like early in COVID, and Tom Hanks and his wife were in Australia,
yes,
and they got COVID, and everyone's like, oh my God, Tom Hanks is going to die from COVID. It's fine. Like,
yeah.
But mild then cold. Proceed to panic after that, the whole world. After
that was the mark of COVID.
Yeah.
That was like the beginning of it. If only I knew to short all my stocks at that exact moment, I wouldn't be talking to you people right now.
Yep. Laughs. Well, we can only hope that that happens soon. Well, Rico, you'll have plenty of opportunity to ignore me at the Rose Bowl. And did we tell you we're going?
Oh, it'll be impossible. It'll be impossible.
I figured you were going.
That's true.
And what's it
will
this
be.
With
I will
the
be loud and obnoxious.
It's going to be cloudy and not warm. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't mind a cloudy football day. I prefer it cloudy as long as it's not raining. Because it's like today it rained. It's supposed to rain on Saturday. Let me see what the weather is looking like.
It's like
rain
in California.
It's gonna rain all week next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Rain. And Monday.
That's that damn global warming making it rain in the desert. God.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's Tuesday. 70% chance of rain, Rico. So.
Well, it's not on Monday, isn't it?
Or oh yeah, the game is. Oh yeah, I did my math wrong. Yeah, Monday. Well, it's supposed to 40% chance of rain Monday. So bring your poncho.
Yep, I got the old in and out day. Hopefully the plane's on time. Not like I'm not flying Southwest, so that will.
Oh, that's good at least. Help.
You're that flying is, in and yeah, out the same day?
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
Yep. Well, that's freaking a lot of. I land at 9:40, supposedly, and usually that plane, if it takes off on time, it lands 20 minutes early. Let's say I land at 9:20. What do I need to go out there the night before for?
To have fun, to be hungover.
Mm-hmm. Well, I if I didn't have a kid that I would have to take care of, then that would be possible, but. Not possible.
We used to put children on airplanes alone all the time. Can't you just put them on it? You say, Mom, drive Jordan to the airport. I'll pick him up. Have some friend pick him up at home. Wait, this is all too late now.
Isn't it like a 6 p.m. game or something? Or I guess that's 2 p.m. So it's 3. It's 2. Okay, that's plenty of time.
2 o'clock. Yeah. It should be fine. He should have plenty of time to get in, pick him up. We'll just drive straight to the stadium, probably.
You've been taking a bag with you, Rico? Or you just going with nothing? You just go with your wallet. Well,
I need something to do on the plane, so I guess I'll have to take an iPad. But is there a train that goes into Pasadena? Because remember last time we drove around Pasadena for like an hour and a half. We kept getting caught in, you can't turn this way. You can't turn this way. And so we missed like the whole tailgate because we just kept driving around trying to find out how to get to where we were going. So hope we don't have to.
I don't think we went as early though. I think we went late because we intentionally wanted to go like after the Rose Bowl parade. But that's the thing. There's no real. Let me see. Train to pass. Well, you know what? I'll figure it out after the show. We don't need to do this on the air. episode of the Boring Podcast on trains?
Well, it should be. It was our best episode yet.
It was fantastic. All right. Well, anyway, let's get into some picks here. You guys have any good holiday stories to share? Otherwise.
Well, I could bitch about my travel. It took four days to get to Florida. Because I kept having flights canceled. I think I kept having flights canceled. And then, so we were supposed to leave the 23rd. So I guess it took 3 days. The 23rd is supposed to leave. 22nd late, I get a flight cancellation. I'm like, oh, fucking hell. It was like 11 p.m. For a flight the next day. They're like, oh, it's canceled. Because the storm was terrible. So then I tried to find anything else. And there was nothing except out of Pittsburgh, there was a Spirit flight. And I booked it.
Oh,
and
God.
Like, I immediately regretted it. And I'm like, this is insane. Like, I'd have to drive.
Are you even allowed to bring like a bag with you on a Spirit flight? You have to pay like $200 to have a bag.
You can bring a little backpack, which I don't really pack anything, anyways. But so, the next day I'm like, I can't be fucking driving to Pittsburgh. It's literally negative 20. There's 60 mile an hour winds. What if I get stuck on the highway? I mean, that's literally like,
dude, people died in. 50 people died over like the past week. Like some of them died in their cars. They froze to death in their cars because they got stuck.
Yeah, well, that was in Buffalo. That's because they got like 3 feet of snow and negative 20. It was ridiculous.
Did you see this video though of these fucking houses covered in ice in Buffalo?
I saw something. I think that was up in Canada on the Canada side of
Let me hang on. I want you to finish your story, but just to show you this real quick. This is in Erie, Pennsylvania, too, up in Odie's neck of the woods. Look at this fucking shit. Holy, look at that.
It's way above my neck of the woods.
Wow. I mean, it is. I've never seen anything like it.
The Arctic.
It's literally the entire houses are covered in a foot of ice and snow. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And Buffalo is similar. Bonkers, man.
I was thinking, like, there's no way I'm driving to Pittsburgh. It's super dangerous. Even, like, I probably, you know, 99% times out of 100, I could get there okay. But you don't know if, like, a semi is going to jackknife on the turnpike and shut it down for 5 hours. It's just stupid. And then if
it's jackknife into you.
Yeah. Or if I get to Pittsburgh, who's to say the plane's not going to be canceled? Because 80% of the planes were canceled. Like, this is stupid. I called Spirit like 4 hours later and said, look, there's winter advisor saying life-threatening winds and everything. And it's like, I can't get there. And they're like, nope, we can't camp. I'm like, you guys are fucking assholes.
What? Within 24 hours, you're always allowed to cancel.
But not if you're apparently on Spirit, not if you're within a week of departure. And I bought it like the day before. Like the night before, and I tried to cancel, and they're just fucking assholes. Yeah. How many times do they cancel planes because of weather without giving you? They don't give you shit, you know? So they're like, yeah, no, there's nothing we can do. I hate that. Nothing we can do. Of course, there's something you can, if you wanted to, you could just reverse
you
the
could
car.
Refund my money.
It's a physical impossibility. Well, it's fucking not.
There's nothing the person you're talking to can do. So put me on the phone with someone who can do something.
Yeah, give me your manager.
I'm like, give me a supervisor. And they're like, okay, wait for a supervisor. They're like, no, it's our policy. You can't do anything. Like, you got fucking out. So I challenge.
I want to talk to the CEO of Spirit Airlines right now.
Dude, no, there used to be a service called Consumerist, and they would post the direct lines to the CEO's office or to the executive call. No. Yeah, I used to do this all the time with Bank of America. I got hit with like $600 in overdraft fees one time with Bank of America, just because in the way it used to set up, it would just like keep going. It'd be like 50 cents and it would just be like bing, 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 bing. You know, so I called them up and I was dealing with bullshit. I called the executive line and they were like, done, we'll take care of it. And it was awesome. Yeah. But now I don't know, they don't post them anymore because nobody has fucking call centers anymore that work.
Yeah. So I disputed with my credit card. I know that's not going to be successful because I am like, technically, I don't have any recourse with their policies under their cancellation. So it's not going to work. So I'm thinking like, I'll just file an arbitration and nothing's going to happen. I'm just going to be a pain in the ass and make them keep responding. I'm going to request discovery about how many planes they canceled because of weather. It'd be a complete
shit. Love it. I love it, dude. So, that's awesome.
We'll see how that works.
Rico will get $1 million settlement from Spirit Airlines just to shut him up.
My strategy.
A plane after me.
I want to see your face on the fin like they do with like Eskimos and shit.
Alaska Airlines, yeah, they have.
You're flying a Rico flight. It's the one they put on the plane most likely to crash.
Instead of water, everyone gets a Busch Light.
By the way, I love that. That is my goal. Like T-Mobile, you guys know I have a vendetta against T-Mobile. For the bullshit promo I never got my fucking free AirPods. And my goal is like, these cunts are never going to give me the fucking AirPods. I'm comfortable with that. But my goal now is solely to cost them money. And like, if I succeed in costing them more than the price of the AirPods, which are $260, just from bitching and tagging on Twitter, if I can make one person not sign up for fucking T-Mobile, I have won. And that was my goal, and I continue to do it to this day.
I'm sure I have.
I'm like, good, you fucking cunts. You know what? Be smart. Just give me the fucking AirPods, and I will have gone away. And now, forever, I will try to cost you money.
I like it.
Well, are you still with T-Mobile?
Yes, because I have a Sprint merged with them, and I have a sweetheart 80 a month unlimited data, you know, with minutes and all this other shit phone plans. So I'm not going to leave it.
Yeah, well, after I'm successful in my arbitration suit against Spirit, I'll move on over to T-Mobile.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take on the big guns. It's going to be my new area of expertise.
I love it.
So then the next day, my flight got canceled on United. And then the next day, my flight got canceled again, which was Christmas morning. And so we had to fly standby on Christmas. We were in the airport for like four hours.
That sucks.
So that was fun. Got to watch the Packers game though. So and watch Tua throw like three just god awful interceptions in a row.
Awful.
And then it came out that he suffered another concussion during the game. But yeah.
Well, those Dolphins really are. Didn't they fire all their other doctors that didn't diagnose concussions?
I was just listening to something today. Did you hear how they found out he had a concussion? Like Mike McDaniels was doing film study and he noticed like Tua took a really bad shot to the head. He's like, wait a minute. So I think all those terrible second half interceptions, he's probably concussed.
Probably.
Like, where's he throwing the ball? It made no sense.
Well, he cost me money. Thanks, Tua, with your fucking stupid brain that can't seem to take any hits.
The thing is, he could be so stupid that it's hard to tell if he's concussed or just himself.
Odie. Odie, it's Christmas time.
That's racist, Odie.
Racist? What? I guess about that.
What? Are we saying that all Samoans are stupid? The Rock's not.
The Rock is on steroids, though, but he is not stupid. That's a lot of controversy.
Of course he is.
Yeah. But yeah, that game fucking pissed me off. Lost me money. The Eagles pissed me off. You know what? No more games on Christmas Eve or Christmas. When your team blows a game they should easily have won with four bullshit turnovers, ruins your Christmas Eve. I was so mad, so drunk, so angry. Though. Dude, it pissed. I wanted them to clinch. I hate the Cowboys, and I also bet money on the game, and it looked like a sure thing. The Eagles are up,
Sanders fumbled. Like, what? Like,
and
okay,
Boston Scott, both of them.
Like, just you're down three. The line, you're plus four. You got the ball with a minute and a half left.
Yep.
Whatever. Oh, or you can fumble on the 15. Like, okay, that ruins that.
Yep. And then also like throwing it, the two interceptions were fucking bullshit too. Fucking Watkins, the receiver, the ball's right there for him. And blatant pass interference, by the way, the Cowboy player is literally draped over his back to catch the ball and rip it away from him. No flag is called. And then the other one, I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Again, like two fluke interceptions. It's like, what the fuck is going on in this goddamn game? It's like the Oregon game last night I bet on. Lost. I'm on a horrible losing streak. I've lost like six games in a row. But the fucking flukiest shit. They're going down. They're driving down the field. They throw like the 30-yard line or the 20-yard line to end the half where you think it's 14-14. They're going to go up 7 points to end this half. And then they get the ball back. Great. They need to win by 14. What happens? A ball's thrown behind a receiver. He hits it with his hand. The ball goes off of his foot. Off of another defender, and then the guy catches it 6 inches from the ground and runs it back 40 fucking yards, and North Carolina gets a touchdown with 30 seconds left in the half. You're like, fuck this!
It's like the Immaculate Reception. It's like the Immaculate Reception. Which it was the 50th anniversary of this past week. I know. The Steelers won.
And it killed Franco.
Franco died, unfortunately.
Killed Franco.
But,
too bad. I heard John Ziegler talking about Franco with his high-pitched, super annoying voice. I listened to his podcast yesterday. He's like,
I like Ziegler. I like his podcast. He's entertaining. There's a lot of stuff I don't agree with him on, but he's an entertaining guy to listen to.
The one he did yesterday, I agreed with him on most of the stuff. He was talking again a little bit about Penn State, but he's talking about how like COVID and the media just being completely fucking ridiculous and all that kind of shit. So I agreed with him on most of that, but God, his voice is so annoying. It's just so high. The way he talks, he's like, so anyway, I talked to James Franco. Not James Franco.
To make it in
Mike. So Mike McQuarrie, he's looking in the mirror. Like, I can't listen to this.
It's like a hint of Jewish Bernie Sanders there mixed in with John Ziegler or something.
Oh my God.
He can't say anything directly. He's like, well, what color is the sky? He's like, well, the thing about the sky is there's these bushes and these bushes are from Tanzania. And he just goes off on tangents.
He does love analogies.
Yeah, it does.
And you're like, what the fuck are we talking about at this point in time? And the key thing is, everything's the key thing. It's okay. anyway,
By the way, I'll tell you another quick thing that happened. I'm going to bring this up on the boring podcast too, probably, because I'm just going to see if Don wants to do it. But just one funny thing. So we went over to our friend, my friend Ryan's house for Hanukkah, like a Hanukkah thing for the kids. And it was just so funny because the three kids, the toddlers, are sitting at this, like, you know, like the center table thing in the kitchen. People have like a countertop center place island, they call them. And the three kids are sitting there, and Stacy, his wife, is lighting the menorah. And she's having a hell of a time doing it, right? She's like trying to light the candles for like 5 minutes, and this won't fucking
she
light.
Can't reach it. It's too tall.
And she's like, she's desperate. She's like, jumping up and down. She's like 4 feet tall.
She's a ladder.
Yeah. So she finally, after like 5 minutes, gets all whatever six candles lit. And the second she takes the lighter away, Logan just goes, blows all the menorah candles out.
That's great.
Because that's what little kids do. They think, yeah, they think it's like a birthday candle. So I laughed so fucking hard, I was crying. Anyway.
<That's funny. laughs> It's good shit.
All right. Let's
do some news.
Picks.
Good news for DG. I am now in first place. So that's fantastic.
I'm not. I am
Rico
not.
Rico is doing something. You haven't picked $100 worth of games yet. And maybe now your whole season is illegitimate. If I go back, look, maybe you've been doing that the whole time.
Ooh, has he?
No, it's because you didn't put down NFL games yet. And I'm going to put
true,
I'm gonna make an NFL pick.
Yeah, I just pulled from the Vegas lines before the pod.
Yeah, so all right,
let's get through it.
NFL line.
I got to go work out, and I'm going to go get a delicious burger and a beer at Hinano. Remember Hinano? Delicious.
Yes, I do. Right by the beach.
That's right. I'm going to go meet a buddy down there, have a burger after I work out.
Well, good for you. Sounds like you got a lot to do.
You've been working hard. You deserve it, Brian.
I do deserve it, man. I got this goddamn demon baby that lives with me. She's going to daycare next week. Fucking can't wait. Punch her through the fucking door. Horrible child. Never. She just doesn't
sleep. Pawn your problems off on someone else. There you go.
Kid doesn't sleep. I don't want her home anymore. Get her. Get lost.
All right. I'll go. I don't have my. There's my son. Hi, Jordan. I'll tell you in a minute.
I'll read your picks to you, Rico. Ready?
Well, I kind of remember them. I got Iowa, or I'm betting against Iowa, whoever they're
playing.
Yeah,
you're taking Kentucky plus 2.5.
Because I can't believe Iowa's favorite. Their offense is a joke. I'm taking
Is anybody playing? Will Levis isn't playing, is he, for Kentucky?
That's always the concern.
Even if they don't have anyone playing, they're still better than Iowa. Took LSU minus 14.5 against Purdue. Purdue doesn't have a coach. I don't think their quarterback is playing for some reason, which didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, he's preparing for the NFL. He's like 5'10". Like,
well, his brother died recently, I'm pretty sure. So that could be the reason why.
Then I shouldn't make fun. But anyways, he's not playing, so I don't think that helps. Then taking Utah, because Penn State doesn't ever win when I go to the game.
True.
Ohio State plus 6.5. They're going to win just to spite me. And it's going to make my life miserable. So that's why they're going to cover and win. I'm going to take TCU plus, 7.5 because Michigan will choke. And then I think I had one other game, but I forget.
You had Utah. That was Obama minus 6.5, which I agree with.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I think most of the people for Bama are playing. They're definitely 6.5 points better than Kansas State, please.
It doesn't even matter if they're not playing. They're still Alabama.
Yeah, the depth on Alabama
is better than anything Kansas State has.
Yeah,
that seems like it's too obvious of a pick.
That was my rationale when I bet on Oregon yesterday, because they both teams had like both quarterbacks play, but they both had like players that weren't playing because they're going to the NFL. And I'm like, well, Oregon's got to have way more depth than fucking North Carolina does. But
yeah. Did you hear about the Oregon player who was granted an 8th year of eligibility next year, and he's also granted a 9th year of eligibility if he wants it in 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
How?
It's like a tight end. Because he missed
he's blown out like both knees like 3 times.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's it. You ought to get back out there, guy. I'm sure somebody's going to draft a tight end with knees that are made of tissue paper and dandelions.
It's 30 years old.
Yeah.
Enjoy the life.
What is necessary roughness to filming? Because he's got a role.
Exactly.
All right, I'll go next. Oregon, I already lost $20 on. Always fun to lose your first bet. Bama, -6.5. I'm going $40 on that. Again, there's no fucking way Kansas State's winning that game. Ohio State, +6.5 over Georgia. I just think OSU will beat them. Eagles, -5 over New Orleans. The Eagles can clinch this game. It's not only that they can clinch, but also they have the Saints first round pick next year. So it's very important they beat New Orleans. And I think the Saints don't have anything to play for. So they're not going to come out, you know, firing on all cylinders. They're going to suck.
That's an interesting angle. You can actually help your draft pick by beating a team. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the Eagles are going to come out and they're not going to fuck around. They're going to put the Saints into the ground. I don't think Hurts is going to play. He might, but I don't think he will. Falcons over the Cardinals. Again, the Falcons are a team that has, you know, Ritter's out there. He could do okay, but Allegaire, whatever. He's playing for a starting gig. He's running hard. The Cardinals are giving up hope. They have Trace McSorley, I believe, starting again. Penn State's own. Woot, woot.
Oh, God, is he bad.
Yeah. $20. I should bet more than $20. But $20 on the Falcons. Lions under 52 against the Bears. $20. I know they both put up points, but fuck Justin Fields. Rams +6.5 over the Chargers. Baker Mayfield, what a career. Do you know that Baker Mayfield has the highest quarterback completion percentage for the Rams franchise now in history?
I think it's more than three games are required, but
no, it's not. Apparently it is not more than three.
Well, it's something,
it's something like, you know, you have to play a certain number of snaps or whatever. And he's achieved it. Because last game, he was 24 for 28. Hank, come here. All right. Anyway, I'll bet on the Rams +6.5. They've been playing well. The Chargers will win, but I think the Rams will cover. And then I'm parlaying all my non-Oregon games for $14. So clearly, this is where I make my leap. That will be a nice $800 win, and I will be in first place.
Not likely. Good for you. All right. UCLA -5.5 against Pitt. Pitt sucks. South Carolina +2.5 Notre Dame. I don't know anything about this game other than South Carolina finished
good reason about it.
Strong. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who's sitting out is what I mean. But I hate Notre Dame. Clemson -5.5 Tennessee. Tennessee has players quitting on the team. Iowa -2.5 Kentucky. See, I'm kind of the opposite with this. If Kentucky doesn't have Will Levis, who is their backup quarterback? Some probably terrible quarterback. So I think that's
probably Sean Clifford next year. It's going to take
it might be. He might transfer there. Get his 10th year eligibility. But I was just always Iowa, and they're going to play defense, and they're going to annoy people. Alabama, same reasons, -6.5. K-State. Michigan, -7.5. TCU. I think Michigan blows out TCU. And Georgia, -6.5, Ohio State. I think Georgia blows out Ohio State. And Ohio State's going to be calling for Ryan Day's head. It's going to be glorious. I can't wait.
Oh, they already
are. That would
be
nice.
So most people already are that I hear. They want him fired.
That's crazy.
He's lost like three games.
Yeah, that's insane. By the way, can we celebrate our new addition for Penn State through the transfer portal of Storm Duck?
Oh, yes.
What a name. Storm Duck. By the way, it reminds me, Rico, remember there was an episode of American Dad where Roger was trying to find a bottle of wine called Rain Duck? Similar.
Oh, yeah.
Probably named after.
He should be able to have his name on his jersey. He's the only one.
Yes.
Full name, though. It's got to be full name.
Full name.
Storm Duck.
Storm Duck. Storm Duck. Love it. All right. Goodbye. I got shit to do. Later.
Me too. Right. See ya.
Odie, post this one, and then we'll do Meme Wars tomorrow, and I'll put them both up on the Friday feed.
All right.
The only monster here is the gambling monster that has enslaved your mother. I call him Gamblor, and it's time to snatch your mother from his neon claws. My father was a gambler.